Yeah. Let's see.
Oh yeah, somebody who gets about to get mad, you don't want to tease, they just
keep calm.
Okay. And like you are right now, you say you're very been working all day, you're very
tired. Yeah. Tuckered out.
What about an extreme case of it?
Worn out. Plum tuckered out.
Yeah. Say if you hear that somebody's in the hospital, you didn't know about it, and I say, well, he was looking good the other day. When was it he
got sick?
Okay. Say if you're going somewhere and you're not in any particular hurry to get there, you might say, oh, we'll get there.
When we get there, or by and by.
Okay. And somebody who got overheated and then got chilled, so his eyes started watering and his nose running, you would be running, you'd say that he
caught a cold.
And if it affected his voice, he's a little
a horse.
And if he got a
cough.
What about towards the end of the day, you might say, well, I'd better go to bed because I'm feeling a little
sleepy.
Mm-hmm. But at 7 o'clock in the morning, I'll
wake up.
If somebody else is sleeping, you don't want him to, you might say, you better go.
Go and wake him up.
Mm-hmm. And if the medicine's still on the bedside table, mother might come in and say, well, why didn't you your medicine?
Why didn't you take your medicine?
But I
took it yesterday, and several times I've taken it.
Somebody who can't hear very well, you say they're stone
deaf.
And if you work out in the hot sun, it's not long before you begin to
oh, yeah, sweat.
Yeah. Somebody might take off his shirt and say, look how I
sweated.
Place on your skin the little white spot right in the middle. Sometimes I have to mash them. They hurt. Kind of red around the white spot.
A boil?
Yeah.
Yeah, a boil.
And there's stuff inside that comes out?
Pus.
With aspiration?
Yes. Pus.
Or, would you say it any other way?
Pus.
Okay. If I got stuck by a bee on the hand, you'd say, I might say, well, look at my hand.
Swollen.
It has.
Swollen.
It might.
Swell.
Stuff inside a blister, what would you call that?
I call it, it's just water.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody got shot or stabbed, you take them to the hospital so that the doctor can treat the
wound.
What about flesh around a wound that doesn't heal cleanly? Kind of a granular, kind of rotten, what would you call that?
Proud flesh.
Were you familiar with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've had it happen to me.
Hmm. What about stuff that you would put on, say, a cut or some kind of place like that?
Iodine.
And bitter powder taken from malaria?
Quinine.
Somebody, say, if a patient is terminally ill, you come to see about it, but the doctor tells you that so-and-so
has died.
Okay. What about if somebody doesn't like the word died for some reason or other, and he doesn't want to come out and say that, he might say that so-and-so
passed away, left us, is deceased.
All those would be veiled?
Yeah, I think so.